Christians are keeping Sudan on people's radar. Nepal is open to the gospel for now. And the Democratic Republic of Congo is making sustainability progress. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Have you heard anything about Sudan lately?
I think it's being overlooked, but what's happening in the Middle East, obviously, Iran and Iraq and Syria, it's up to us as Christians to keep Sudan high on people's list. Otherwise, they're going to fade away and there'll be more atrocities committed than have been so far this year.
That's Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA saying thousands are struggling to survive as Sudan and South Sudan fight over oil. It's hard for relief groups to get in, so local churches are stepping up to help.
More than for the church, it'd be really, really bad.
Pray for peace and stability in the region. Ask your friends to pray for South Sudan, too.
When they became a new country a year and a half ago, we knew that there would be a hard way to make it as a country, and that is proving true. They have so many obstacles. We have to keep them high on our prayer list.
Find more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Nepal still doesn't have a constitution. Now, there's a conflict between the president and prime minister, which could take it even longer. But despite the conflict, president of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says there's still freedom there. So much so, a local church asked HCJB Global to help them put a radio station on the air in a 60-day government window.
So we rushed a transmitter, studio equipment in, antenna, and the station was on the air in 45 days. Since then, we've planted 7 community FM radio stations in Nepal.
But are people listening? Peterson says yes.
You can imagine in a country that's largely Hindu, a lot of curiosity about the radio stations, many people tuning in, and many Hindus deciding to follow Jesus.
It costs about $30,000 for each radio station plant, which Peterson says is also helping plant churches. Help HCJB Global plant more radio stations through a link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. In 2008, Nepal's deposed king gave up his crown and left his palace forever. His departure closed the door on the world's last Hindu monarchy and opened the door for something else, the gospel. Bibles for the World's Moi Padaiti says they were flooded with requests from Nepal's church leaders for help.
500,000 Gospels of John and 50,000 New Testaments with Psalms and Proverbs have been printed in the Nepali language and are now being distributed to families in Nepal.
During their last visit, the Padaitis met with seed sowers to explain their outreach to other ministry leaders in Nepal. Then,
the following day, we had the joy of conducting the seed sower seminar with nearly 200 men and women who are involved in evangelism and church planting in Nepal.
Enthusiastic doesn't quite cover the mood of those church planters and evangelists. They'll soon need more New Testaments and Gospels of John. Find out how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, flooding in Chad has proven both deadly and costly. The government says almost 500,000 people have been affected. Loss of farmland, crops, and livestock mean a year's worth of famine is looming. Mary Stone with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says their ministry is trying to help where they can. Pray that Christians won't lose their faith, but come closer to God. Pray for gospel opportunities, too. Our full story at missionnetworknews.org. And after 6 years of helping refugees return to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Food for the Hungry reports sustainable progress. The ministry partnered with local leaders, churches, and families to assist more than 129,000 people. They now have improved farming methods, access to clean water, and more income-generating projects. Using Christian principles, FH is also improving the lives of women in the Congo. Pray that they'll find salvation in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy, an Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Songs that will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but help create new memories for you this year. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.